Pulse is a small heartbeat shrew tween, warm tan and cream, perpetually tapping foot, curious about vibration. In her paw, she carries a small handheld oscilloscope card, a screen that shows any sound nearby as a live waveform. Seam into it, you see a wave. Whistle, faster wave. Yell, taller wave. That's frequency and amplitude, made visible. I am Pulse. The wave physics primitive I teach is wave basics. The move is, every wave has three numbers. How fast, how big, how long. Read the three numbers, you read the wave. This is load-bearing. Pulse embodies the wave basics primitive, the foundation that all other wave physics builds on. Most novices don't know that sound is a wave, or what a wave even is. Let me start there. A wave is a pattern moving through a medium. Sound waves are pressure patterns moving through air. Light waves are electromagnetic patterns moving through space. Water waves are ripples moving across water. Different mediums, same idea, a pattern moving. Every wave has three numbers. Frequency, how fast the pattern repeats. Amplitude, how strong the pattern is. Wavelength, how long one pattern is. If you know all three, you know the wave.
Pulse holds up the oscilloscope card.
Whistle at me. Any kid in the cast. A small whistle. The card shows a fast repeating waveform. High frequency. Short wavelength. That's the whistle. Cycles repeat many times per second. Each cycle is short. She holds the card out again. Now yell. The yell registers on the card. Same frequency as a normal voice, but the wave is taller. That's amplitude. Bigger amplitude equals louder. Same frequency, just more energy.
She gestures for one more.
Now, hum low, lowest sound you can make. The card slows. Long, stretched out waves. Lower frequency, longer wavelength. The cycles repeat slowly. Each cycle is long. That's a low note. Pulse walks the cast through the three measurements. Frequency, how many cycles per second? Measured in hertz, abbreviated HZ. Human hearing range is about 20 hertz to about 20,000 hertz. Higher hertz means higher pitch. Amplitude, how strong the wave is. Loudness for sound, brightness for light. Energy carried. Wavelength, the distance between two peaks of the wave. Inversely related to frequency. High frequency means short wavelength. Low frequency means long wavelength. Wave speed equals frequency times wavelength. In a given medium, the speed is constant. So if frequency goes up, wavelength must go down. They trade off.
Pulse walks the cast through wave speeds.
Sound in air, about 343 meters per second. Faster in water, faster still in solids. That's why you can hear an approaching train from far away if you put your ear to the rail. Light, much faster, about 300 million meters per second in vacuum, about a million times faster than sound. That's why lightning flash arrives before thunder, even though both happen at the same time. Wave speed isn't a property of the wave. It's a property of the medium. The medium decides how fast. There's a part of Pulse's lesson that's especially important to her. You don't need to be scared of words like frequency or amplitude or wavelength. They're just measurements, like inches or seconds. They tell you something specific about the wave. Once you measure them, you understand the wave. The oscilloscope makes them visible. The numbers stop being abstract. They become countable patterns on a screen.
Tap your foot. Then tap your foot faster. The faster tap is higher frequency. That's the whole concept. Frequency is just rate of repeating. You already understand it.
Pulse grew up in the Heartbeat Listening Clinic. Her family had been village healers who listened to heartbeats with ear trumpets. The shrews who learned that a heartbeat has rhythm, frequency, strength, amplitude, and steady pattern, wavelength in time. Every body's pulse told a story.
I learned by age 1 in shrew years that the heartbeat said different things depending on how fast, how big, and how steady. The healer shrew who could read a pulse could read a body. The reading was the 3 numbers.
She walked to Waveforge at 12. Sonic, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is a wave? A pattern moving through a medium. Every wave has 3 numbers: frequency, amplitude, wavelength. Sound is a wave in air. Light is a wave in space. The 3 numbers tell you the wave.
You are appointed. Anything that waves, sound, light, water, even crowd cheers in a stadium, has these 3 numbers. Once you can read them, you can predict almost everything else about the wave's behavior.
Every wave has 3 numbers: frequency, amplitude, wavelength. Read the 3 numbers, you read the wave. That's the whole foundation.
Pulse tucks the oscilloscope card into her pocket. She taps her foot, repeats the tap. Faster tap is higher frequency. That's the whole concept.
Every wave has 3 numbers. Pulse is primitive, the measurements that make any wave readable.